Welcome to the Thread Raiders podcast, where some of your notifications, least favorite Twitter users get together and talk about whatever pops off the top of their heads. I'm your host, Captain Sugar Bear. With me today is Shrieky.
Hello, hello.
Griffolian.
Hello.
And our special guest today, we have NPC Bree with us.
God, you called me special. This feels really good. Hello, hello.
Bree, why don't you just take a moment, let us get to know you a little bit. Anything you want to say about yourself for the listeners?
Oh, let's see. What is interesting about me? You guys have made this progressively more difficult. Well, I'm Bree. I'm a real-life NPC. My generated audio tracks were not prepared for this patch, but it's fine. I play Dungeons & Dragons almost every day of my exciting life, and I also play a lot of World of Warcraft. I have no social life besides either of those two topics, and that's me. Hey.
Sounds good. Yeah. Thanks for coming on today. We really appreciate it. By the way, we are sponsored by DiceBard. So go ahead, check out DiceBard.com. Check out their selection of glow-in-the-dark dice. They have really nice, like, black and red metal dice. Some unicorn kind of rainbow dice. And if you know me, you know me. I'm a fan of unicorns. They even just added gift cards to their site. So, you know, go ahead and make an order. Feel free to use the discount code THREADRAIDERS. That's all one word, THREADRAIDERS, to get free expedited shipping on your order. With that, we're going to move directly into the topics today because we've got a full list here. Griff, you had an interesting one. Do you want to start us off today?
I will, yeah. So no one is, like, prepped on this one at all because I just couldn't explain it.
To be fair, we're never really prepped on anything. We just kind of have an idea of what it means.
This is very true. So I was late today. Unfortunately, I kept our lovely guest waiting, which is very rude of me. So I had an interesting situation. I'm sure anyone who uses public transport will have this happen now and then. When you're there, you're sat down, you're comfortable, you think, excellent, I'm on my way home, and then you suddenly fly past the stop you were meant to be getting off at. And just, all of a sudden, you start to panic. What the hell is happening? And you realize you're on a train that doesn't stop for at least, like, six more stops. I ended up going way past where I was meant to go and ended up in a place called Barnum. Lovely place for anyone who happens to know of it. Obviously, shout out to Barnum crew. And then I was very, very lucky because I was able to get a pretty quick train back the other direction, but it definitely threw the plans out. So my question was really, when was the last time, or do you have any stand-up moments where you think, where you were in a situation, everything was going well, you thought, this is just going perfectly, everything went as I planned, and then suddenly the pin drops and you realize things are not going quite as well as you thought they were, and your stop goes flying past the window.
Oh, man. I feel like I have an answer for this, but it's too broad, because I would say my life, but you know, everything seems to be going smoothly. Then I look out the window, I'm like, oh, wait a second, shit. I was supposed to get off over there. Well, let's
it's
see where this train's
going
to take
us.
Yeah. But I don't have anything specific, Shrieky, or at least not off the top of my head. Shrieky, do you have anything specific for that one?
Yeah, I do, actually. This happened a few years ago, and it kind of flipped both ways, where what we thought was happening wasn't happening, and then what we thought... This is a really confusing way to describe it, but it ended up working out in the
I'm
end.
I'm enjoying it. Okay.
Yeah, Carrie explaining things. This is always turning out great.
Wait, who's Carrie?
I mean, Shrieky. Yeah,
I'm
Carrie,
just fucking
who?
With you.
What?
I know who you are.
No, you don't.
What? I don't?
You don't know me. So I'm really confused.
Confusing one listener at a time. All right. So my friend, she needed to go to a doctor's appointment out of town. And after the procedure, she wasn't allowed to drive because you're on drugs and everything, of course. And so another friend of ours was driving up and I went along. And we dropped her off at the hospital, and it was going to take a few hours for the procedure to be done and for her to recover and stuff like that. So we're like, oh, we'll just go shopping in this strange town that we think we know.
Right.
And so we get on a bus because we're like, eh, why waste the gas? You know, let's take the bus around. Fucking stupid. So
okay.
We get on the bus, we go shopping, everything's going great. And then we're like, oh, we should start heading back. So we get on a bus, and I just get this feeling like, why does it feel like we're going the wrong way? nothing's looking familiar, but I'm like, well, new town, nothing is familiar. I'm like, just probably overthinking things, freaking out. So we're waiting, and then we notice that we're getting closer to like the other side, outskirts of town, and we're like, oh, right. We just done fucked up.
Oh no.
And then all of a sudden, like, a hospital appears, and we're like, oh shit, okay, we're in the right place, phew, we just must have went a different way. So we get off the bus and we start walking through the hospital, and we're like, nothing fucking looks familiar. What is happening? Where do we go? How do we find her? And then we walk by a hospital room, and there she is, sitting in a chair with a bunch of nurses in the recovery room. And she looks at me and just like jumps up and runs and hugs me. And she's like, how did you find me? How did you know? And we're like, what do you mean? And she's like, this is a whole different hospital. They transferred me.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. We're like, what the fuck? She's like, I left a note on your truck. And we're like, what? We didn't even see the note. So yeah, long story, we got a good laugh, got a good cry, and took a bus back to the other hospital, and sure enough, there was her note sitting on this window.
Oh, that's man. Amazing.
Yeah. No kidding.
Like, it's what are the chances?
That's like a sitcom. Like a sitcom episode. Like, yeah, the I guess time that was Shrieky found out the hospital.
Yeah, Shrieky goes to Ottawa. Yay! I guess that's like my like surreal story from last week, but... Or was that episode 9 or 10?
I don't even try and keep track anymore. It's a fever dream blur. It just all kind of blur. That moment of just like joint fear when you realize that you're like leaving the town. Just like, what do we do?
Well, like, I'm like kind of, I don't like to freak out until I know I need to freak out.
Right.
My friend, he is the type who's like hypochondriac. He's already fucking freaking out. So he's like getting antsy. He's like, no, we're going the wrong way. And I'm sitting there like, no, this is fine. Meanwhile, in my head, I'm going, it's not fine.
By the way, that was episode 9, just so
was
for
it?
You guys. Yeah. Okay. Because I've got some kind of weird tick where I just remember all the topics from all the episodes ever.
He knows them in order.
You got a few weird ticks there, don't you?
We have told you to go get those checked back. Come on now.
Yeah.
I used the credit card to try to remove them, you know? But
oh yeah, that old.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe if you wore a sweater, you wouldn't have that.
Oh my fucking God!
Okay, I've been on the other side of this. I'm gonna move us along right now. So, Bree, do you have any situations?
Thank you.
I think so, but I need to set the stage for it.
Yes.
Oh, I'm all up for this. Dim the lighting, people.
Let me clear off the table. Okay. So we're like going back in time to an 18-year-old NPC Bree, when she was just a budding young adult. And so I decided to move to North Carolina from my hometown in the suburbs of Chicago. And when I say I decided to move to North Carolina, I meant just me. I didn't tell anyone that I was moving to North Carolina. My phone didn't work very well, so I didn't have GPS tracking. So I woke up one day. I printed out directions to get to the location in North Carolina I was going. And at 4 in the morning, I loaded up in my car that I had just gotten like less than a year. I had never driven farther than like 20 minutes from home. And at 4 a.m. I decided I was moving to North Carolina.
Wow.
So it was really exciting. And by exciting, I mean terrifying. And I'm trying to follow like MapQuest and like directions on like these sheets of paper that I have with no way to contact anyone if shit goes awry. And there was construction in Indianapolis, my least favorite city in the entire country. And a 14-hour drive turned into a 20-hour drive when I got lost in Indianapolis for 6 hours.
Whoa, okay.
Wow.
It was the scariest time of my life. I thought I was going to die. And then I finally gave up and went to a Denny's at this truck stop. This really kind of gross Denny's. Denny's is already kind of gross, like in general.
Don't you dare.
Okay, stop. I love Denny's, but it's gross. Denny's are gross, but they're delicious. So
okay, we can agree on that.
And there was this, like, my waitress, she ended up sitting next to me, like, sitting across from me at my booth, because I was just crying. I was, like, stressed. And she's like, what's wrong, honey? And I'm like, I'm fucking lost, and I want out of this fucking state. And she's like, where are you trying to go? And I was like, I'm trying to get to North Carolina. And I, like, showed her my, like, sheets of paper. She's like, oh, well, that road's closed, so you're not going to be able to get out that way. So she wrote like a list of new directions for me on my paper. And after 6 hours of struggling in Indianapolis, this one woman's like, super simple directions, by the way. I was literally an exit away of getting out of that fucking place. But it's fine. Fine. I'm not bitter. I'm still bitter.
No, cool.
No bitterness.
But yeah, that is the time that I thought I was doing the right thing because I was so confident. I saw the exit. The exit was just closed.
God. Oh, man. So I've got one of these, and I do have a more specific one, and it's as ridiculous as I am. So basically, I had met a friend downtown from Chicago, very cool person, and it was getting late, and my car was in underground parking under a bank building. Well, I didn't realize how many bank buildings there are in downtown San Diego, and I needed to get back to my car because it gets locked in after, I think it was after midnight it gets locked in. So I had about a half hour to walk to where the area was, get underground, get my car, and get out. And I get to the building that I think it is, and I'm walking around, I'm like, I can't find the entrance to the underground. So I walk around the block once, twice, three times, trying to find this goddamn entrance. And I'm like, I know it's here. And I start wandering down like the middle of this plaza that's in the center of the building. And a security guard walks out and is like, what the fuck are you doing out here? I'm like, well, I'm looking
just like casing the joint.
Yeah. I'm like, well, obviously I look lost because I always look lost. I know it's not in your building. I figured that out now. I'm just standing here trying to get a vantage point to figure out where the fuck it actually is. She's like, you know, you should really write this stuff down. I'm like, thank you. Thank you so fucking much for telling me a thing that I clearly know now. But I couldn't figure it out. And then, like, at the last minute, like, 10 minutes before it was time to get the fuck out of Dodge, I see another bank building two blocks away, just jutting out into the skyline. Because at no point did I think to just look up, you know, right, at all the skyscrapers downtown. And sure enough, found my car and was able to get out there. But I was convinced at first that I was in the right area. So convinced. But no, then the happiest part of that story is I got out of the underground park without having to pay. So that made me really happy.
Woo!
Excellent.
Yeah, never happens.
That's a happy ending, at least.
Yes.
You could still be wandering around that building to this day. So.
That would be amazing.
I am the ghost haunting the Union Bank building.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Griff, did you have a more, like, a different one aside from your train one, or was your, because I know your train was the one that kind of set the topic up.
Yeah, I mean, like, so many, but it generally involves me being far too confident about something. Because, I'm very laid back about stuff. Like, when I travel, if I miss a train, I'm like, I'll get the next one. So, generally, it only became a thing for me today because I was like, I planned my day so that I could get back just before, you know, if I didn't get on that train, there was another train 20 minutes later that would have still got me back on time. You know, I don't leave it up to chance, but generally it's like when I realize I'm on the wrong train, I'm just like, all right, well, I'll just chill out for a bit, get on the right one and head back. So I can't think of any like too crazy ones, unfortunately. I lived a very sheltered life. So.
Well, you know, one of us has to have because... Boy, I'm not the sheltered one at all.
No, you're not.
It's very true.
Parents did their best, but I said, "Fuck that shit! I'm going nuts."
You've made it as far as you have. So
somehow, yeah, against all odds,
you haven't died yet. So that's like a great sign.
Actually, yeah. That's not true. Well, I did die once.
Actually,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually technically a lich.
Well, in that sense, we both are then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That does bring it to the end of that topic. Mm. Bree, you had a topic for us, and I'd like to hear that one if we could, because yours is really fun.
Okay. My topic was the stories behind our Twitter handles and the handles we use. Our followers know us as these things, and I think it's fun to let them know why.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great question.
Griff, do you want to start with yours?
I can do.
When you say that, by the way. I love when you say I can do. You're the only person I've ever heard say that.
Yeah, that's really it's definitely not something I've ever heard before. So it's very good to hear it in this moment.
Especially in your voice. Oh.
Kind of reminds me of Meeseeks.
What?
Meeseeks like, can do.
What the fuck is a Meeseeks?
I'm missing a reference.
I'm such
here.
A character. Like, Rick I don't even like, I don't exist as a person now.
Yeah. I've Everyone's never... going to hate me, but I never could get into that show.
Oh,
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Bear, we okay. are we are soulmates. It's true.
Oh, shit.
Put it in the canon.
Okay, sorry, Griff. Didn't mean to derail you. Tell us. Your...
I can do this. No, the only reason I say I can do, by the way, is because I really hate deferring it. I'm like, I have an answer, but I'll go. Sure, like, I'll accept this burden. So my name is like probably like I've been using it for about 18 years now. Griffolian is a is a misspelt ripoff off of a bit beast from the hit cartoon Beyblade. From my youth. So a lot of people have probably heard me tell this story, but so there is a British character, I think was a bad guy. It's been a while since I've watched it. By the way, I had the wiki up because I wanted to check the spelling. Just shout out to the Beyblade Discord community. I can see 61 members online still going strong. How old is that show? So there's a guy called Robert. He's like a British bad guy because obviously any American show, the British person has to be the bad guy. I think that's a law for you guys.
It's Russians
sure.
now. It used to be the Brits. Now it's the Russians.
We kind of share that weight, don't we? Sorry, just very quickly. I just need to read this. He might be German. I might have made a mistake.
Oh, I can't find it.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure he was
a
German.
Of Beyblade.
Oh, no, shit. He was a German captain. All right. I'm pretty sure he had a British voice in the version I watched. I don't even know anymore. So anyway, he had it's like a griffin. His bit beast called Griffolian. I completely butchered the spelling of it, but it's kind of great because it's such a unique name anyway that there's very little crossover with anything else. So that name for me has always stuck because if you search for Griffolian, you're going to get me. There was a brief period about a decade ago where my brother actually used it for a little while because I lost control of it via some weird sibling-based shenanigans. I don't know what happened. But I was able to wrestle control back, and for the last God knows how long, Griffolian is solely me. So it's not overly exciting. I liked a cartoon. I stole a name. Probably some kind of copyright infringement there. It's fine.
Oh, God. Well, yeah. Wait till you hear mine if you think yours is bad. Yeah. In fact, I guess I'll just go then.
Yeah, go for it.
So... CPT Sugar Bear has been a thing for me for, goddamn, I don't know, like 10, 12 years now, which is a lot longer than I thought because I feel like I just adopted this moniker not that long ago, but because I had gone through about, I don't fucking 15 different names until I settled on this one. And the story behind this one is I had just watched a movie called Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter. And
oh, no.
Oh, yes. I really wanted to find a play on that. So I'm going through every just blasphemous name I can think of on Xbox Live. And this was like Xbox 360, like beginning of that life cycle, console cycle, Xbox Live. And so I'm going through all these names. I can't find anything. I'm like, you know what? Well, fuck it. Now I just need a new name altogether. But I'm the kind of person that does not like to put X's in front of or at the end of the name to steal the name or like have numbers and shit like that. Like, I want to be the only one, and anybody that comes after me can throw a one after there if they want. yes, I have no vanity whatsoever. So, I had to think about animals, too. And for a while, I was Sarcastic Emu for a very short period.
Nice.
The only problem with that was that everybody would read it as Sarcastic Emo. And they would just keep calling me Emo, and that really fucking bothered me. So, I was like, okay. I'm going to mash a bunch of shit together with animals. Bears, honey, bears like honey, sugar bears. Yeah, okay, but this is not just a regular sugar bear. No, no, this sugar bear's got a rank. He's a ranking sugar bear.
He's served? Yeah.
Yeah, he's served. And somehow I just ended up with Captain Sugar Bear because it was like the first one that wasn't taken after like, so, I mean, I literally had to have spent like 3 hours sitting there typing in fucking names.
I was going to say, this sounds like the like craziest rapid fire spending like 8 hours trying to figure out a fucking name for Xbox Live. Like craziest.
I kind of feel like at the end of this, you just hear Eureka from his room. The door's like kicked open.
All of the lights it's in the like... house just explode because the idea
yeah, him. Yeah. Like... And he steps out of like this smoke filled room, like, backlit. It's very epic is what I'm seeing.
Wow.
A low music plays and he just goes CBT Sugar Bear.
I'm not going to tell you how that really claps. Went, because you guys have a much better idea of how this went than how it actually went. But yeah, so I get the name CPT Sugar Bear, and I'm like, yeah, that's good. And I didn't realize how good that name would end up being for me, because everybody on Xbox Live was like, I have to talk to this person. And that's because I didn't really use voice chat up until that point. And I met actually one of my best friends, a really good friend of mine, just because her and her sister and sister's boyfriend were on Left 4 Dead, and were like, oh, who's this Sugar Bear person? We have to know. And then they hear my voice like, oh, you're a dude. I got that a whole lot. And, you know, now it's not just a name, it's a fucking lifestyle, baby. So
it is, yeah.
Let it roll. Let's see.
I think we all kind of aspire to be a little bit more Sugar Bear in our lives, though.
It's true. So. And it's hard because I refer to you in real life as Sugar Bear. Mm-hmm. So when I'm talking to my IRL friends who also know me on Twitter, I'll be like, blah, 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 yeah, Sugar Bear. They're like, is that really what you call him? And I'm like, it is what I call him outside of the Twitter sphere.
And I actually really appreciate that. Like, it's kind of become like a new thing where people either just refer to me as Bear. Some people refer to me just as Sugar, and some people as the full Sugar Bear. And honestly, like, I just kind of appreciate that more than my real name, because I kind of hate my real name for reasons. But that was kind of like the long version of how I got that name. Shrieky, how did you get your name?
Well, mine's actually pretty similar to Griff's over there. Mine's kind of a ripoff from an old cartoon.
Sure, high five!
I'm sure a lot of people have heard of Care Bears.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, and as well as Care Bear being one of my nicknames that I hated when I was growing up. There was this character on there with purple hair, and her name was Shrieky, and she had this mirror. And the whole thing behind it is I have this high-pitched scream that I can do. And when I was younger, if you pissed me off in any way, or you were like, bugging me or doing something like that, I would just like do my scream at the top of my lungs.
Holy shit, you were that kid.
Oh, I was that kid. So my dad called me Shrieky.
Right.
And of course, same thing. I think the Twitter handle with the correct spelling was actually taken. So I kind of just put in that double E in there, and I was like, yep, this is my own thing, and I'm just going to take it.
I would never let my dad pick my Twitter handle nickname, just so you know. Well, my, some confidence.
My father passed away in 2006.
Oh.
So it's kind of like also a tribute towards him.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Hmm.
And I never would have even known it was misspelled. I would have assumed Shrieky would have been with two E's. So you know what? I think you're doing it right.
Right? Care Bears needs to follow my lead here.
Yeah, Care Bears, get your shit together, all right? We don't have time to be fucking around over here.
Yeah, I saw your new cartoon. Your fucking Care Bears are freaky.
Wait, they're freaky? What are they doing?
I don't know. I didn't actually watch it. I just saw like a little clip of it. They look like Care Bears got on acid.
I just thought they were doing like a live action, like Care Bears in fursuits doing just weird shit.
No fursuits.
That's probably
it's my hard limit.
That's your limit.
That's my hard stop.
Guaranteed, you look around on Reddit. You'll probably find that.
Oh, no.
Fursuits? Yeah, I don't go on Reddit.
I don't go on Reddit either. Like, Reddit is like a black hole to me. I'm like, nope, I'll go a lot of places. I'll do a lot of things, but Reddit ain't one of them.
So don't forget, you can go to Reddit subreddit, r/ThreadRaiders to join in with all of the topics that are going on there. I've got a Thread Raider suggestion for February up at the moment, so feel free to drop on by. Look, I thought I'd plug it while it was relevant, all right?
No, it's perfect. Oh, yeah. It's perfect. You won't find my ass there, but you will find Griff's sweet, sultry ass there. So.
He thinks you won't find his ass there, his but we've got ass. Pictures.
Wait, where'd you get those pictures?
So, what? No, what?
What? That's what? That fucking hidden camera again. I swear to God, I keep removing these things. I find them everywhere.
We know, we watch you, and we laugh.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I would too. My life's very sad. Bree, how'd you get your name?
I'm sorry if you hear the sweet sultry sound of purring. My cat has gotten on my shoulders because she thinks I'm recording video, and she's gotten very excited. Oh. she loves when the camera's on. She wants everyone to see her, so now she's on my shoulders thinking that we're live. But I got my name because I always it was always the joke I am the NPC. I work retail, and everyone always jokes about like the retail voice, the hello and welcome to this shithole of a building. How may I help you?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been playing video games since I was a kid. I got my first MMO. I started playing my first MMO when I was 5 years old. So I grew up playing like games that involved NPCs. And I don't know, I always felt like everyone wanted to be the hero of the story in real life. You know, everyone always says like, you're the hero of your own story. And my mindset always was, I don't need to be the hero of the story. I want to help other people be the hero of their own story.
Hell's but, yes.
So I like to act as the NPC to help people reach their goals, whether it's, you know, the innkeeper, if I need a friend who like needs to stay on my couch for a week, or if I'm the quest giver who like helps someone like come up with an idea, or, you know, whatever I need. And it rhymes too, so it worked out for NPC Bree.
But I really like that, actually.
Yeah, that's where I've become the NPC from.
Yeah, I
like, you're like the only NPC I've known to survive as long as you have.
Yeah, I have a really high regen rate.
Yeah, because you know, once the players get involved.
Oh my god, I know.
Wait, are we the players?
You guys are my players right now. You Ooh. Are my players, and I am your NPC. Blom. You just need to tell me what my duty needs to be. Where you're assigning me in post. I'm a really bad blacksmith, though, so don't put me there.
Okay, so immediately I want to put you into blacksmithing.
Yeah, because I'll be honest, that's precisely what I would do as well.
I only have a 40% chance of actually fixing your like armor when you come in. You're like, hey, you know, can you repair this for me? And I like pay like charge you 3 gold, but there's only like a 20% success.
Right? I kind of feel like when that happens in a game, people will go and they will spend more for it as well. It's like I don't know why, as gamers, we're just kind of attracted to that sort of thing. It's like we could go and guarantee it for less, or. If there's we had like a 0.1%, that it would be like over repaired.
Like an epic repair, yeah. So yeah. That would be me at the blacksmith. That's me as an NPC.
Excellent. There.
I just hear you in your blacksmith shops like tink, tink, tonk.
Yeah. Sorry, can we have that again? Just
what? No.
No? Oh.
Nope. You get one. It. You get one. Speaking of things I'd like to get, I'm a huge fan of cereal. Oh. I am. I love to have cereal. I don't get it nearly often enough. But it got me thinking, you know, for all the cereal that I've always enjoyed as a kid and I enjoy now, one of the best parts growing up of cereal was always the cereal mascots. You know, you got the Trix Rabbit, Trix are for kids. You got Captain Crunch sailing his boat all over the fucking place. So I want to pose the question to you folks. What is your favorite cereal mascot and why? And also, mine's probably going to beat yours anyway, so we're going to fight to the death on this. Yeah.
Damn.
Interesting.
Yep, made this the final topic because I'm throwing that in the fucking gauntlet yet again.
I'm so afraid. I'm the worst fighter, but I'm ready to die for my mascot.
This is another Thread Raiders Battle Royale, this time with a guest. I'm going to let Griff take this one if you have something.
Yeah, I can do that.
I noticed you changed how you said that now that we brought it to your attention.
Yeah, well, I was just ready to hear my name. I'm the go first guy. This is what I do. But I was ready for this one, and mine is probably not a good one, but I'm doing it because it's kind of nostalgic for me. So, Lucky Charms used to be a thing over here, and I used to have Lucky Charms. So obviously the leprechauns
used to be.
Charms.
Yeah, they're not over there anymore.
No. We can import them now, and a lot of stores do sell them as like an imported good, but they don't meet the Food Standards Agency guidelines for food because they have GM ingredients and artificial colors. And also, the leprechaun mascot apparently was kind of viewed as offensive to the Irish because it's like stereotyping. But yeah, so we get it now. It's like, I don't know how much cereal goes for now. I don't really eat a lot of cereal, but it costs like 6 to 8 quid, roughly.
I don't know what a quid is.
Our pound. I don't really know if I can, like, I can't really.
Hold
like,
on, let me Google it real fast.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, let's do an on the fly Google of this. So go for £8. Let's go for the most expensive. For a standard box, this isn't like a big
box
or anything.
£8.
£8
or squids? Pounds of squids?
Right, £8.
I like the picture you just like have handfuls of squids that you hand for your cereal.
Almost $11. $10.80 US dollars.
It has to be
and
important.
And that's US. So that's not even Canadian.
And that's probably like the thin box, like the really small thin box.
Yeah, exactly. It's and you can buy like little pots for like £3 or something.
That's
it's crazy.
Disgusting,
so,
Britain. Get your shit together.
I don't even know what the difference between a pound and a quid is, though, so now I have to Google that.
It's the same thing. A pound, a quid.
It's just squids. Just let me have this. Just wet, sloppy squids.
I mean, I would enjoy just having a pocket full of squids, but it's not a thing, I'm afraid.
Hey, you never know when you're going to come up to a fucking bat ray, you know? And they love squids, so.
Yeah.
You know, I bet Steve Irwin would still be alive if he had a handful of squids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn. Damn.
I actually need a moment because that hit me so hard inside.
Yeah, it hit him so hard too, right in the heart.
No, I can't. Oh. Okay, I can't do this. We need to. Yeah. This is not happening.
I'm sorry, Bindi.
So, right, let's bring in this back to the very serious matter of cereal.
I love that. I love how in this topic of cereal mascots. Steve Irwin getting shot in the heart with a stingray. Oh my god.
Oh, don't keep saying it, man. I have to recover every time.
I'm still not over it. Shot the heart, but I'm not to blame.
I'm going to start crying.
Yeah,
I literally can't. Okay. Sorry, cereal mascots. I'm done, I promise.
No, he's not.
If you carry on, you'll be done. The three of us will be laying a smackdown. That's what will be happening.
Oh, yeah?
All right. No. You take us all. It's not even a question. But yeah, so anyway, we massively derailed. But yeah, just because for me, that was what I used to have that when I was little, and it probably explains why I was probably always bouncing off the walls with like insane sugar content. But yeah, don't sell it anymore unless you buy it imported. And so yeah.
That's really a bummer. That really bums me out. You can't get that unless you import it. Like that's freaking...
But I could go into a big store and buy them because we have like American food sections and like world food sections. So I wouldn't... I know, right? For your quote-unquote chocolate and candy, it's
like, whoa! Oh, did you just quote-unquote no chocolate us?
Yeah, I did because
motherfucker,
it's not
Reese's peanut butter with their chocolate. Just...
It's not chocolate.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Come on,
no, don't even.
Come on now.
I don't even know you anymore.
Let's be real.
We are being so real right now.
I mean, it's just like I mean, even like we have like good stuff, but we're quite lucky enough that we have like European. We can get chocolate from Europe.
You know what, Griff? Make like E.T. and suck a dick.
I don't give a fuck about that. I want my 88-cent Hershey bar.
Yeah.
Right.
While I lay in my bed with like a heating pad on, Netflix playing, while I engorge myself with cheap chocolate. So yeah. Fuck you on that.
Oh, yeah, but you could get cheap chocolate here, and then it would actually be chocolate.
All right, you know what? I was rooting
look,
for Griff.
I'm trying to live up to my villain, right?
We should have dumped you in the fucking bay in Boston.
Yeah,
that actually would be my worst nightmare because if I drank any of that water, it would be tea.
Yeah,
and I cannot stand it. So that would be a way of getting me. But no, so if you ever get a chance, like I honestly cannot make a comment on your chocolate. I've not had enough of it, but definitely try some of the stuff from over here.
Some European chocolate.
Yeah,
it's good. I mean, nice. I've had European chocolate. It's really good. European... It's just really expensive.
Yeah,
it's not like, well. Again, if you were to import it, it would be
that has stuff like that.
Well, sorry, what was that, Brie?
I said I work at a weird retail store. Bear knows where I work. Mm-hmm. And they get... Our store is known for getting shit. Like, not bad things. Like, lots of cool stuff, but from, like, everywhere. They just take what people don't want, and they sell it for really high prices. And we get, like, weird chocolates all the time. And it's fun, but also expensive. Yeah. But, you know, it's not bad.
Yikes.
Not as nice as my 88-cent Hershey's chocolate bar, but it's
fine. Amen, sister. I would high-five you, but we're, like,
I'll put a care package together. I'll send some stuff.
I heard care packs, so I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. No. As like a peace offering. I'm not here to like break down international relations, I promise.
I don't know.
Although.
I don't know. Because you kind of shit all over my Reese's peanut butter cups, man.
I mean, I don't have anything specifically against them, you know.
That was not quite a compliment, but whatever. We're going to move on. Brie, what would your cereal mascot be and why?
Okay. As an adult, I look back at this and it's kind of weird, but my favorite mascot is the Trix Rabbit. When you said it, I got all excited because that's actually my one. And for a weird reason, so I was a weird kid. I'm a weird adult, but I was an extra weird kid. Like, I was super into the fantasy of the world. And there was something that just tragically broke my heart about the commercials of the Trix Rabbit not getting any of their, of the Trix cereal. And, I had such a deep sympathy for this fucking fake rabbit where like there would be times that I would cry and I would go to my grandma's house and we would write stories together. And like the countless times I would write stories about the Trix Rabbit just getting some fucking cereal. So he was always my favorite because, like, he was the underdog, the guy who never got his cereal, and that's why he was always my favorite.
Oh, that is so, that is so depressing.
I just wanted to see him succeed for once, and he just never did, and that just broke my heart. It really did. Like, little Brianna was so upset. I was like, that was the end.
So you gotta feel bad for him because, I mean, the cereal is in his hands.
I know. He's always so close, like bites away before he gets like caught up in a whirlwind or something. And then he's like being crushed by a table and the kids are eating cereal in front of him.
They were so violent about making sure he didn't get that cereal too.
Yeah. But I get it. Kids are violent. I used to eat my Trix cereal. I would segregate all of the different fruits and then eat them like they were, I was eating their family members.
Well, we are not about segregation on this podcast. We want all the fruits to be mixed together. All right. All fruits are beautiful to us.
All fruits are beautiful. Yes. Well, now they're not fruits. They're just balls.
I am not saying all balls are beautiful because someone is going to fucking cut that. And that is going to become some kind of horrible meme.
I was waiting for you to say that. And I'm really sad you didn't.
Technically, I did. So I
technically you did. I could edit. 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 Fuck.
It's okay. You got this. I believe it. But no, what's said about your story is, like, I picture young Bree, you know, sitting up at her little desk, you know, writing out the story about how the Trix Rabbit finally got his cereal and getting to the end of that story and just, like, tears dripping onto the paper and staining the paper. That's how I pictured that story in my head.
Honestly, that's how it was, except I didn't have a desk. I would do everything on my grandmother's coffee table. She would have her coffee, her cigarettes, and her Pepsi can while she watched me feverishly write out stories about the Trix Rabbit.
Goddamn right it was a Pepsi can, because Pepsi is the superior beverage.
Yeah, she was
definitely Pepsi.
All while MASH is playing in the background. I'm a Coke person, but when it comes to like being nostalgic, I'll always pop out a Pepsi.
There you go. Shrieky, what is your cereal mascot and why?
Mine might not be as popular because I actually hated cereal mascots when I was a kid.
You hated them?
Yeah.
Why? Like,
was it a fear thing or?
No. They just annoyed the shit out of me. Like, again, like, I was kind of with Brie, but instead of, like, feeling bad for the rabbit, I was just like, why is no one fucking sharing their goddamn cereal? You guys are selfish brats.
You were such an angry child.
I really wasn't. That's the funny thing.
This was just your trigger?
I ignored it. First off, as a kid, you don't like commercials. You're waiting for your cartoon to come back on. So these commercials in between, you're just like, hey, now you're making me hungry or want this toy. But there was one that we had commercials for, but they didn't sell the cereal in Canada. And I didn't get to try this cereal until I went to Florida with a friend. And
oh, no.
Cookie Crisps.
Oh,
my God. Wait, which Cookie Crisp mascot? Like the baseball playing dog?
Yeah, the coyote. Is it like a coyote dog?
Oh, it's a coyote. Oh, the coyote. There was two mascots. There used to be a dog that played baseball. Mm-hmm. And then there was the coyote.
Okay, the I think it's the coyote I remember.
Okay.
Yeah, and all I remember is like Cookie Crisps, and
thank you for doing that so much.
You're welcome.
I feel sad that I don't. I never experienced this. I'm so sad.
Oh no!
Oh my God! It's the best cereal. It's my favorite.
Yeah, it's cookie in the bowl for breakfast.
I think we have it now, but not when I was a Ute.
You know what else we don't have in Canada that you guys have over there? And my friend actually, when she went to Florida, she brought me back a big box of it. Was the Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
Oh, we don't have that anymore, though.
No!
I know, it was so good. What, you have it over there?
Wait, no, what did you say? What cereal?
Oh.
Rice Krispie treat cereal. So it was like Rice Krispie squares as cereal.
Yeah. That sounds...
fucking delicious.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
What is the difference between regular rice? Did it have marshmallow in it as well?
Yeah, it's like clumped with marshmallow.
So it's like chunks of, broken up chunks of like... Rice Krispie squares, pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you can make that at home. You sound so heartbroken, but you can make that in like 20 minutes.
You can, but it's not the same.
Why?
I've been lamenting the death of this cereal like all last year for whatever reason.
Literally, just make it. Just make it.
No, I refuse.
No, I would rather wake up in the morning and pour a bowl of it than go through all that making process.
I'm a goddamn American. I want my shit pre-made for me, okay? I want to put zero effort into this shit.
I think the only thing that competes for that cereal is the Reese Peanut Butter Puff cereal.
Eh.
What? Ooh. That shit's so good. It's more a munchy item than breakfast, but...
Eh.
I have no room to talk. My favorite cereal is the Frosted Mini Wheats.
Oh, fuck yes. Yeah. Those are so good.
They're so
good. Yes. Okay, now here's the question. Full size or bite size?
It depends on how I'm feeling.
Right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I actually will buy both. I most recently have been eating the smaller ones because it's easier for me to snack on without milk.
Yeah, I've been doing the same thing. Even.
But like, if I want to have like a big hearty bowl of cereal, by the way, guys, I eat cereal at least 3 times a day. And that's not even an overstatement. I eat cereal at least 3 times a day, every day. And
I have a big box of cereal beside me right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you, girl. Mm, cereal. I'm obsessed and I eat like every kind of cereal, but when I want a hearty bowl of cereal, I'll get like a giant, I'll get the big ones and then a big Tupperware container, like those really big quart sized ones. And then I'll fill it up and pour milk in it and I'll sit and eat them.
Oh my God. You are my fucking spirit animal. I swear to God.
See, I'm you guys are going to hate me, but I do not put milk in cereal.
What do you put in cereal?
Never.
In?
Nothing.
What?
You eat only eat it dry?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to have it wet. I can't do it dry.
Ew, really? So no, soggy cereal to me is just disgusting.
Well, no, you don't let it get soggy.
No, you eat it fast enough. You have to eat quick enough to stay crunchy. That's like the key.
Yeah, no.
No,
I like mine crispy.
Do you have like a glass of milk with it or like another drink?
I can't drink milk.
You're one of those.
Yeah, like I have the lactose-free milk. Like it's good for like cooking with and stuff like that, but for actually having a glass of it, no.
Oh, I'm a human dumpster can. I drink straight out of my gallon.
I think the only time I will actually grab a glass of milk and pay for it later is when I'm eating cookies like Oreos or chocolate chip.
I need a glass of milk now. Fuck me sideways. I just love milk.
Yeah, I had a glass of milk before we started because it felt really good coating my throat because my throat's still a little bit fucked up. So that was nice.
A little bit fucked up.
Speaking of that kind of stuff, my talking is so fucking hard this early in the morning for me. My favorite cereal mascot is actually, I mentioned him already, it's Captain Crunch. I bet that's a shock to all of you because he does have Captain in the name.
What?
And clearly I've got a thing for captains. I don't know why. But Captain Crunch was this badass motherfucker who's got a factory where they make cereal, where they can make a mistake and have Oops All Berries, and everyone's like, you know what? Market that shit. Sell it. People will fucking buy it. Captain Crunch has got balls, man. He's got balls. And, on top of it, he's got a fucking ship with a child crew. Yeah, that's right. Child labor. And we all know how I feel about children. Therefore, the idea of this captain sailing around with a boat fueled by child labor, working at a factory fueled by child labor, kind of does it for me. So... yeah,
I won't even fight you on this. I totally am down for it because the Cap'n Crunch had the most exciting back-of-the-box games.
Always, true. Yeah.
And I loved going on adventures with the captain because he did come up with some great fucking back-of-the-box games.
He did. And like I said, he's got a boat. He could fight any other fucking cereal mascot. They couldn't even make it to him because they get a cannonball in the chest before they could even board.
Mine couldn't even beat a fucking one child, not let alone an entire ship of children. He's like, I want that cereal. And they'd be like, all right, we'll fight one of my 30 kid crew. And he'd be like, oh, actually, fuck this.
Now, see, Captain Crunch is way more demented than that. He would give one of the kid crew a box of tricks and send him out on a fucking rowboat to the middle of the ocean to just die. And the Trix Rabbit would chase after him. Like, that would be his trap.
You've really fucked this whole story up. Is this the antihistamine you took before you started that turned you this twisted towards my poor rabbit?
Oh no, I've always been this twisted. Let's see, Lucky the leprechaun? Yeah, Captain Crunch will throw a little bit of his booty overboard just to watch the leprechaun dive down to the bottom of the ocean and drown himself. Yeah.
Yeah, but in the defense of the Trix Rabbit, I feel like he's reached a point where he would be like he would do an act of like a suicide mission to like end everyone, like strap a bomb to his chest and hop on the ship.
There's no way he would do that because he's still after his tricks. He's got to get that fix.
Yeah, but could you imagine? Like, I feel like after all of these years, I mean, come on. That would really do something to you. I could see him blowing up the ship and himself included.
Only if he got a bite of tricks first. Like, I can't imagine him, like, going his whole life doing that struggle and then never getting one bite before he kills himself. I just can't. I can't imagine. I can't picture.
Maybe you can go to the grocery store, get a bowl, and then kill everyone.
I mean, what kind of bowl are we talking?
420 tricks it.
And then let's see, the Shrieky's little dog guy. Yeah, just fucking throw a muzzle on that bitch. Don't even worry about it. Done.
Whoa,
handled.
Whoa.
I mean, I just kind of feel like we were all just turning up to eat cereal, and I feel like Captain Crunch has just turned this into a whole new thing that this was not
right,
ever intended.
Right, like a psychotic murderer.
Oh, I said straight up this was like going to be a battle to the death. I said at the beginning, y'all didn't take me seriously. Y'all picked ones that are easy to dupe or kill. Captain Crunch, bring it against that motherfucker, because there ain't no way he going down.
You forget, I'm A-okay with you killing all these cereal mascots.
Oh, I didn't forget.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I support this, so go for it.
Damn it.
Captain Crunch will reign supreme. I just like to say, too, that, like, did anyone think it was a little weird that, like, Lucky Charms was, like, always chasing little kids? You can't have my Lucky Charms!
The Lucky Charms had a really rough life, though. Too.
All of these mascots are hanging around with kids far too much, so let's not like. Yeah.
No. Captain Crunch doesn't hang with kids. He exploits them for labor. There's a difference. He's basically China.
When I have kids, I'm going to make a.
We're on a list.
Bear the Godfather.
Yeah.
My children will have bears.
They'll learn work ethic.
Yeah. Oh, it's good luck with that. My sister keeps trying to make me an uncle, and it's not going well. So.
I'll just put them on a plane and just send them to like San Diego. They'll be like, where are we going? And I'm like, to learn some respect. Beyond Scared Straight, Sugar Bear Edition.
Oh my god. And with that, thank you so much for joining us today on the Thread Raiders podcast.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
As always, you can find me on Twitter, at Captain Sugar Bear. That's at CPT Sugar Bear. I'm doing all the fucking things now. Like, I don't know even where to begin, but you can find me on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/CAPTSugarBear. Also running a game of Dread for Dice Bard. And you can find that at every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, starting last Monday from when this airs, or 2 Mondays ago from when this airs. But every Monday going forward, you can find that at twitch.tv/TravisNet. Shrieky, where can we find you? What are you working on?
Yeah, you can find me at Twitter at Shrieky, at S-H-R-I-E-K-E-E. You can also find me on DeviantArt under the same name. And I just want to know one thing, because these two have been harassing me about my accent. Do you hear it when I say about? Tell me.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it hits me all in the right places.
Same.
Oh, I like the sounds of that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to need a minute. I'm going to mute my mic.
Oh, no, don't bother. Just let us hear.
Griffolian, where can we find you? What are you working on?
So you can find me on Twitter at GRYFFOLEON. As usual, also over on Twitch, I think my streams start again this coming week. May have been the week before. I just want to give a shout out to the @Undeciders Pod guys. Due to basically life, I'm no longer DMing that game that was going to come on, which they've been massively delayed in starting. They're currently going through like an application process. They're doing a whole professional thing for a new DM. I may or may not be playing in it, but just keep an eye over on their Twitter. That's @UndecidersPod, and hopefully there's some cool things coming from them.
Yeah, there are still a lot of really cool people that are working on that show, so definitely still looking forward to it. It is a shame, Griff. You know, because I love you and I adore you, but definitely life does take precedence. But there are still some great people working on that, so definitely still check that out.
Absolutely.
And then, Bree, where can we find you? What are you working on?
Hey, so you can find me at Twitter, at NPCBREE. Pretty easy, pretty kitschy, rhymes, you know the dig. I also do a live stream every Sunday for Dungeons and Dragons in the Greyhawk setting at twitch.tv/returntogreyhawk. On Thursdays, I do a pirate-based D&D game at twitch.tv/explodingdice. And I've started my own podcast recently called Dungeons and Daydreams. By the time this goes live, I will have the website ready, so you can find it on Twitter's at Dreaming Dungeon or at dungeonsanddaydreams.com.
And real quick, do you want to give us a quick little synopsis of what that show's about?
Yeah, because it's like the hardest part of my entire life. Dungeons and Daydreams is an idea podcast where I use storytelling elements to give ideas to DMs, players, and creative types for games they could be running. The first episode was Some Cabins in the Woods. So it took people into 4 different cabins that you could involve in a game. and other stories will come.
Great. Thank you.
I like it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an awesome idea for a podcast, and definitely looking forward to being able to listen to it on the regular. From there, you can find the podcast at Thread Raider Pod on Twitter. If you have any topics you'd like us to discuss, you want to say hi, you want to say fuck you. I know Heavy Metal Jesus, his favorite thing is to tell me fuck you every week now. I take it with grace because I did ask for it. You can feel free to email us at raid@threadraiderspodcast.com or go to www.threadraiderspodcast.com/contact us. That would be the contact page. Don't forget to like our Facebook group and join our Facebook community as well. Last but not least, we do have our segment where we like to do our community shout out. You know, we like to highlight a member of the community that's working on cool things or doing cool stuff. This week, I'd like to give it to Death by Mage, one of the Thread Raiders. I know Shrieky Griff, you guys are very familiar with him. I don't know if Bree, you know him too well, but he does a lot of stuff. I mean, this guy, with the amount that I work and the amount that I do, he makes me look like I do not a goddamn thing. I mean,
he is the one, like, overly worked. Like, he has so much going on constantly.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's a fucking monster, but in the best way. Yeah. You know, he's very, very, very much about charity. You know, he likes to donate a lot of his time and energy whenever there's a charity going on, to pull it together to make, like, Humble Bundles and stuff like that for people to buy with the proceeds going to charity. Aside from that, he does his, Patreon. He has his Patreon. He also has his, Team Baja, which I believe is where he DMs. He's got all of his DM advice, homebrews, ideas, reviews. You can find all that on deathbymage.com. You can also find him on Twitter at deathbymage, and that's at deathbymage. So yeah, definitely check him out. He's got a lot of really cool shit going on. Tell him that, you know, tell him hi for us. You can, like I said, you can become a patron of his. And you can find that at patreon.com/deathbymage as well. Everything with him is Death by Mage. So,
yeah, I'm actually a Patreon of his, and I've only been it for about a month. This is my second month now, and the content that you get for only like $1, $2 a month, it's so worth it.
Yeah, he goes nuts with it.
He really does. The content is absolutely worth it. And if you pay the $2, I believe you can access the previous month's content as well.
I believe you might be right.
I think I am.
But either way, just monthly, just great stuff. So definitely check that out. And then, is there anything else you guys want to cover before we take off for the evening?
Bears and sweaters.
Really? Bears and sweaters?
Yep.
Well, I would say, fuck bears and sweaters. I'd like to hear about your favorite cereal mascots. You know, we talked about a few of them here. I'd like to know which one of your cereal mascots could fuck up Captain Crunch, because I will fight you on it. So hit me up on Twitter, and we will battle royale together, because I know you all love to fight me.
That's definitely a favorite, a community favorite thing.
I cannot wait until you're defeated, because I know someone out there is going to pick some obscure, like, Russian mascot. Like,
yes.
Like, fucking, what, Rutabaga Man or something?
Fuck! I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You always have to be ready. Speaking of being ready, people should be ready to hit you up, Bree, with their favorite, the story behind their Twitter handles.
Yes. I know you directly. Aggressively. Violently.
I don't like all how any of this is going.
Yeah.
All of it.
All caps.
All caps. And I want like a really weird GIF that has nothing to do with the story behind your Twitter handle.
Preferably anime, right?
Always anime. Anime girls are my thing.
Yes.
Oh, God. Anime girls. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
And if you want to send me the stories of that time when you were just like, this isn't going quite how I expected it to, do the same. Sure, I'll take anime gifts as well. I don't want to, like, tread on your turf, but just I'll take any gifts.
No, do it.
As well.
We'll zig, we'll zag.
Gene Wilder gifts as well. Like, there were some of those him I mentioned recently. Like, that's always a fun time.
Oh, that was Virus. Oh, God bless his heart.
Oh, God bless Virus.
Yeah.
Love you, man.
That's at Walk Virus Gaming, because that guy is fucking awesome.
Hells yeah.
Such a bro.
Alrighty. Well, I think that settles all our business. So with that, we are out. I love you both, but at the same time, I fucking hate you.